Are you in control of your schedule, or do you feel pulled in a million different directions by other people in your life? Before you spin out of control, set your own pace. You will encounter more consequences in life when you don't set the pace, but rather let your environment set the pace for you. Creating boundaries with your schedule is a great first step towards setting your own pace. I don't know about you, but when someone asks me for a meeting, I tend to just go with whatever they suggest or desire. I had to stop doing this and put a firm stake in the ground about when I take meetings, because by letting everyone else run my schedule, I was suffering the consequences of never getting any of my important work done. Letting others control my schedule meant my days were constantly interrupted. One of the tools I started using to correct this scheduling disaster was an app called Calendly that allows me to set my own schedule, blocking specific dates and times that do not work for me. It's brilliant because now when people ask me that they want to meet, I just say yes and pass along my calendar link, which has my preset boundaries in place. The pitch challenge today: take some time to get proactively organized so that you set your own pace for the day. If you have a hard time telling people no, like I do, then find tools to create that buffer for you. Maybe you use technology, or maybe you use another person as your buffer, like an assistant or scheduler. Some of the most successful people do an impressive job protecting their schedules and creating boundaries. I used to think that assistants were just for really successful people, but now I realize they are actually for really smart people who know how to stay in control of their schedule so they can continue succeeding and achieving without becoming victim to external influences.